Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock with this week's Financial Focus. Take control. Why budgeting doesn't have to feel restrictive. Let's be honest. The word budget doesn't exactly spark joy for most people. It can feel restrictive or even generate feelings of guilt about past spending choices. But what if budgeting could feel empowering? When done right, it's simply about understanding your money and making sure it aligns with what truly matters to you. Who needs a budget? While nearly everyone can benefit from budgeting, it's especially helpful if you're just starting out on your own, if your expenses exceed your income, or if you're working toward a big goal like buying a home or retiring. Major life changes, marriage, a new baby, a job change, or even retirement itself are also perfect times to take a fresh look at your finances. If your spending causes you stress or you simply want clarity about where your money goes each month, budgeting can help. Here are a few tips to help you get started. Dispense with the dread. Often the hardest part of budgeting is just getting started. Try breaking it down into small, manageable steps and dedicate 30 minutes a week to tracking your income and expenses. Pair budgeting with something enjoyable, a favorite coffee or a relaxing activity, to make it less of a chore. If you have no idea how much you spend, start by simply observing your buying habits for a few months. Review your checking and credit card accounts to see money coming in and going out. You can't change the past, but you can adjust for the future. Find your level of detail. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to budgeting. You might start by tracking just total income and expenses, or by using the popular 50-30-20 rule. 50% for necessities, 30% for wants, and 20% for savings and debt reduction. Some people prefer to build detailed categories for everything from groceries to entertainment, while others keep broader categories that work better for their lifestyles. Technology can be your friend here. Budget apps and AI-enabled spreadsheets can pull information directly from your bank and credit card statements, making the process much easier. Make it work for you. Once you've tracked your spending, look for areas to adjust. Can you swap brand name items for generics? Are there subscriptions you're not using? Sometimes the biggest impact comes from examining your largest expenses: housing, utilities, transportation, insurance, to find opportunities to save. If you can't make room in your budget, you may need to revisit and reprioritize your financial goals. A financial advisor can help you understand your options and any trade-offs. Stay on track. Check in with your budget monthly, quarterly, or annually, whatever works for you. When life changes, your budget should too. Salary increases, bonuses, new expenses, or significant life events are all good reasons to review and adjust. Above all, the goal of a budget isn't perfection. It's progress toward financial confidence and peace of mind. A good budget shouldn't limit you. It should free you to spend guilt-free on what matters while saving intentionally for your future. This is Kelly Morlock with Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.